Kof Tes Shvat, Monday the 8th of February, Rabbi Pinchas Jung, Total Confidence in Moshe Rabbeinu.
Safra Tova, good morning everybody. And today we'll do the shiur a bit differently from usual, so everyone will receive a copy of a piece of Rambam. If I may say my favorite Rambam, I thought I'd share it with you this morning. Something which is Nogeya 24/7/365. It's always Nogeya. It actually has a connection to the parashas that we've just had, Yisroi and Mishpotim, which both focus on Matan Torah, not only Yisroi, as you know from the end of Mishpotim. But it's nageya to every Yid, particularly people like yourselves, Baruch Hashem, who are chayv shei b'samedrash, who come regularly to learn. And we are basing ourselves totally on Toiras Moshe, which in fact is Nevuas Moshe. And here the Rambam, in his typical clarity, explains to us how we can be 1,000% confident that Moshe emes v'toiras emes. So here's a piece of Rambam which is unique. By the way, below is a copy from some Malbim, which I took from my own grandfather's original Malbim, Rav Hagun Rav Meir Tzvi Jung Zatzal, who lived here in London the latter years of his life. So it's from an old edition, but if we have time, we'll have a look at a little Hosufa, which is very important from the Malbim as well. We won't rush the Rambam because in the it is so yesodistic, so fundamental. I think you'll agree, Rabbi, that it's important to go through it steadily. So it's Perek Ches of Hilchus Yesodah Torah. It works like this. Perek Zayin is about Nevuah Bichlal. Perek Ches is about Nevuas Moshe. Perek Tes is about the Nevi'e Sheker. Each Perek equally important. Perhaps the type of thing we don't get to often enough, but then again, very fundamental. As you probably are aware from the recent visit, it's really now last summer, I believe. So we have this program called An Imam in Foundation in America. And today, because of the world we live in, and the communications and the technology and the social media, v'chulu v'chulu, there's definitely a need recognized today more and more by mechanchim, by mashpiyim, to be mechazek emunah. And although every Yid who comes to the Beis Medrash and comes to learn is coming because they're maminim, the young people are vulnerable, and there's definitely a need for all of us to be mechazek it, all gain and no loss. Why shouldn't we do it? So, let's go for it. Moshe Rabbeinu loy haminu bo Yisroel mibnehu oisus she'osa. Of course they were oisus and mafsim, which Moshe Rabbeinu was the Shaliach Hashem to perform throughout what we learn in the parashas of Golas Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then the whole 40 years in the Midbar. The total existence was lemal min ha'teva, was extraordinary. However, says the Rambam, a line that might take us aback for the first moment, our emunah in Moshe is not based on oisus and mafsim. Time will return to that idea. Our emunah in Moshe is based on something else. We'll come to that presently, but first the Rambam explains. Shamam el pi oisus yesh beliboy doifi. If emunah is based on mafsim, on wonders, on supernatural happenings, we always will second guess, we'll always have a doubt at the back of our minds, is this real? Is it kishuf? Is it witchcraft? Is it trickery? Is it magic? What is it? Is it the real thing? Says the Rambam quite clearly, it could be done by some other way, which by the way is the Sitra Achra, and therefore how can we be certain that these persons' words are valid? And Hashem Yisborach wants a 100% method, and nothing less will do. If you learn Chumash, which you all do, and we looked at the recent parshas in particular, from Shemois onwards, and we did Chazorah of the various oisus in which Moshe Rabbeinu was instrumental, Lefi Atzor Chasoam. They were all responses to a need, or maybe we should say to a crisis. they may have agav been mechazik their muna in Nevuas Moshe, but that was not the intention. By the way, we're talking specifically, say the Mefarshim, in Nevuas Moshe, not so much in Moshe Rabbeinu as the incredible tzaddik and as someone who possessed qualities that no one in our history shared. We're talking about Nevuas Moshe, we're talking about Toiras Moshe, we're talking about the ganze Yiddishkeit that we're Mekayim is based on the teachings of Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't forget Rabbosai, we heard three things at Sinai, not just two. Everyone in this medrash can answer, Unoich le'yilecha. Let's discover the third thing presently in Yetz Hashem. Lo'ilo v'ra'il ha'nevuah. So the various osim mafsim were not intended to prove that Nevuas Moshe is valid, is true, although the people will have been nischazik all along. You'll recall the pasuk in Shemois, after Moshe Rabbeinu performed the first three mafsim before the Yidden to get their ear, to get their attention. This is a kind of a pilot scheme, you might want to call it. So this, in a chanama, the pasuk says, Vayam Mein Ho'am, but we're not yet talking about Toiras Moshe, Nevuas Moshe. They heard something here. Even Mikoitziruach Me'avoyde Kosher, but they were able to realize that he is genuine, but it's not enough for the level of dedication and Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, which we've had ala doiras throughout the centuries till this moment. Typically, says the Rambam, Hoitzorech Lashkias Mitzriyim, with Kriyas Yamsuf, the major crisis, Koras Hayom Vitzlilam Besoicha. Obviously, Rabbi Yisrael didn't tell an Olam like we have here today. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu Mamash performed the Nes, but he was the Shaliach, he was the agent of the Eibishter to do it. And therefore we call it always Al Shemoi. The fact is, yes, it was a response to a situation. Again, Nitztarchu Lemozen, and the Mon is, yes, bin Zuchus Moshe, Nitztarchu Lemozen, because they ran out of matzah now, and said, Nishtubu Se'es, you're living in the midway now, I told you, Rabbi Yisrael, just by the way, our oldest son lives in Arad. Now our third son already, our second son made chasna, our oldest son just made chasna in Chesh, and our third son now in London also has a chasna coming up. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. So when we were in Arad, which is in Eretz Yisrael, and it's right near the desert, so this was in Cheshvan, this was at 10 a.m., not kechoim hayoim lechoire, I took a little walk with my wife, just skirting around the border of the Midbar. By the time it got to 10:30, I said, "Sabisal heis gevorin, you know, it's a little bit hot. I think we'd better go back." And I said to myself, "Wow, one second. The Yidden existed in the Midbar, not Cheshvan, also Tammuzov and Elul, right? And not for 40 minutes, but for 40 years. And not with a bottle of water in their hands, but gunished, nothing." So this is a picture of how the Yidden existed. Mamash lemala min hateva. So the Kuzari says this is the greatest proof to the validity of our claims. Who talks about Nisim lasting 40 years? And you cannot fake a story. We spoke about this, I believe, last time. You cannot fake a story involving millions of people and an intelligent public will accept it. That doesn't work. So similarly, Tzamu, here you have it. Tzamu, they were thirsty, obviously. Bokalem Meso Evan, again, B'derech Nes. Kofru Boy Adas Koirach. I can only give you a reference, Rabbi, it's not Pashas Koirach this Shabbos. You must see the Malbim in Pashas Koirach in Briyo Yivro Hashem. That is an amazing masterpiece, parallel to what we're learning this morning. And he shows us how at that point, the whole Torah was in jeopardy. Because if anybody is able to challenge an appointment made by Moshe Rabbeinu, b'shelichus from Hashem Yisborach, then the whole Torah is on the line. The whole Torah suddenly is undermined, Rachmun Litzlon. And that is b'yimei Moshe in his presence, Sokoshken in later Doiras. So we will see now how the Ribbono Shel Olam set up a system that here we are in Tavshi and I involve with Baruch Hashem, as I can see in front of my own eyes, the same dedication to Toiras Moshe as the Shabbos morning in 2448 of Matan Torah. We'll see how it works. So Bolo Oysa Mo'oret, so a Nes Nigla, which had no parallel, happened that everybody should see that this is clearly Min HaShemayim, and this is no Mikra, and that Moshe Rabbeinu's every word is the Dvar Hashem. V'chein Sha'akol Oysas. All the other Nisim were a response once again to a matzah. Now we get to it. What is it that gave us and gives us today a total emunah once again in Nevuas Moshe, therefore Toiras Moshe, therefore Torah Shelikzav, Torah Shebal Peh, till the Chachomim Bizmanenu, as you know, today is the first Yotzeit of a Chacham who lived mamish in our area. I was zeicher to be very, very close to him all the years. Rav Aguna Tadr B'chon Halpin, zeicher tzad livracha. And so I thought I should at least mention his name here. We had a major suda last night in his honor. Standing room only, mamish, if any of you were there. I was amazed. Very impressed, very moving. Bameh heminu boy. So what is it? What is the secret of Klal Yisrael's dedication to Nevuas Moshe, or in other words, to Torah Bichlal, B'mamet Har Sinai, not through Nisim, which are in themselves amazing and impressive and impact-making, but it was something that happened at Har Sinai, and I want to share with you, Rabbi Yisai, the diuk in the pasuk. It is incredible. Number one, Sheinenu Ro'u V'loizo. The Ribbono Shel Olam system is foolproof. Everyone had to experience whatever took place, that no one was relying on a story told to them by some mesmerizing speaker. And I think we've been through this once together, Rabbi Yisai, that all the other religions, and we need to know a minimum about the beginnings of Christianity and the beginnings of Islam, I know in the front of Orna Kodesh, but it's part of Limude Kodesh to understand and to know how these beliefs were launched, and all the other minor ones, the thousands upon thousands of cults and groups and beliefs, and realize it's one man coming forward and saying, I'm it. Now, how reliable is that? So let's have a look, Lahavdil Elef Alfi Avdolos, how it happened at Sinai, and why we are confident and we are proud that we have a Torah's Emes. So our own eyes saw it. Vosneinu shomu v'loyach, and our own ears heard it. What? What did we experience? What were the great things that we saw and we heard? Ho'esh v'akoylus v'lapidim. Everyone is familiar with Parshas Yisroi, and you have to be Metzaref Rabbeisa without a sophic Parshas Voschanon to get the total picture. And there are various important selections in Ramban in both those Parshas. We can't do everything on Regalachas. And so we saw the fire, we heard the sounds, and Royim es HaKoylus, you know, the Chazal there, you know, Rashi brings Lapidim and the flames. V'nigash el haroflen, Moshe Rabbeinu approaches the dark cloud. V'akoyl medabeilu. And the voice, the unmistakable voice of Hashem Yisborach, is addressing Moshe. V'onu shoymen, ale yidn heren. All the yidn hear how the Ribbono Shel Olam is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. That means that there's something Hashem Yisborach wanted to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, and that Hashem Yisborach insisted that every member of Klal Yisrael, men, women, boys and girls, had to hear this themselves. Ozneinu shomu v'loyachet. Now these words which follow are actually the Rambam's words. This is obviously not a pasuk, but I don't think it's a chazal either. But we will develop it, the Rambam will develop it for us, so we'll understand where it's taken from. The Rambam didn't invent any of this. Moshe, Moshe, leich emoy lohem kach v'kach. Meaning that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, please now take over. You remember, in both places, in Yisroi and Voschanon, we have the pasuk that the Yidden approached Moshe Rabbeinu to hear direct from source, from the Eibishter himself, is too overwhelming and too overpowering. You remember the Gemara in Shabbos, that Parcha Nishmos, and they just couldn't deal with it. After all, this was open, direct, Nevuah Bebechinas, Nevuas Moshe, as we'll see in Mamash a moment. And therefore they begged Moshe Rabbeinu, Daber ato imonu v'nishmo, direct mitins, you speak to us, while yadaber lekim imonu penomus, we can't deal with this, it's a tchiyas ha-mesim, alternating current kind of thing. So they managed to get through three dibras, three, and I don't mean two aseres, I don't mean three aseres a dibras, two aseres a dibras and something else. What is the something else? Let's see. Hashem spoke to you on that one occasion. Not only were we all zeichet to nevuah, ganz klal Yisroel, but more than that, it was ponim beponim. The Sforna says in Parshas Yisroi, so that the Yidden should never have any difficulty in understanding that Moshe Rabbeinu would regularly experience direct nevuah, the highest level, ponim beponim. So every single member of Klal Yisroel had to have it once. So therefore we can understand that a great tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu is HaKadosh Elyon, Ish Elokim, it was shaykh that he had this regularly, Lech Emoylem Shuvu Lechem, Lo Lechem Ve'ato Poya Modi Modi, because you, I'm going to communicate with you regularly. So that is a side benefit of the Ponim B'Ponim, says the Sforna, that we all had. And that's why we're all sitting here this morning. And countless others, Baruch Hashem ken yirbun, halavai gans klal yisroel, and learning Torah. It's not just our ancestors. Minayinah, here we come to the Ikkar, and now we're going to quote a pasuk in Yisroel, and we're going to focus on one word. Uminayin shemamet ha-sinai levadoi hi horaya. How do we know that it is from Har Sinai rather than any other experience, and taka not from any nesim, although there were so many? She'ein bodoifi, there's no imperfection. Now let's just be accurate here, Rabbi Isai. You all know there are instances in Chumash, and Rashi will bring it, and Chazal are not embarrassed to speak about it openly, that Moshe Rabbeinu, despite his incredible towering greatness, which we can't begin to be masig, oh, do we need more copies? There are plenty copies of the Rambam, if anyone wants. Yeah, please. And give to anyone else who doesn't have. We made plenty copies. I've got some if you prefer an American paper, Abu. So it's a different shape, yes? You want a souvenir? So it's the same price. You can have an American one. Okay, so... should have charged more, but I decided to be nice this morning. Okay, so how do we know Mamet HaSinai alone is the Raya L'Nuvuos HaShiyama, Sh'ein Bodoifi, Sh'neema? Now watch this Pasuk, Rabbi, it's familiar to everyone, and yet perhaps we didn't notice, I never noticed before learning this Rambam, the significance of this Pasuk. Hini Anoichi Bo Elecho Ba'afei Onan. Okay, I come to approach you in a thick cloud. Bavo Yishma Ha'om Bedabri Imoch. Now that's interesting. You would have expected Bava Yishma Am Bedabri Imam. I want them all to hear. I have something to say to them. It doesn't say that. It's actually not a diuk on one word, Rabbi, so it's a diuk on one letter. Quite incredible. I need the people to all hear when I speak to you. I have something for you, but I don't want, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, to tell it to you privately, and then you will pass it on to the others. That's not good enough. In fact, that has been imitated by Lahavdil, others who claim to have had a vision, who claim to have had a prophecy, who claim to have a revelation. How can I know they're real or not? There's no way on earth. All their claims, if you read them up, and I said before, well, I think we need to know a basic minimum. So they're uncheckable by their very nature. There's no way these people could have proven themselves. The fact that they were very powerful individuals, the fact that they were incredible orators, the fact that they came with threats, that actually diminishes their credibility. Moshe Rabbeinu was kvad peh, kvad loshon, state in Rosh Hashanah. Why? That no one should ever get up and say, yes, he was an orator second to none. So he was able to pull the wool over the eyes of the rabbin. Chas v'sholem. So Moshe ben kvad per kvad loshin. But I need them to hear me speak to you imoch. Ich hab etwas zu sagen für dir. I've got something for you, but I need every yid to be aware, no less than you, that you are my Novi. And that Shechina medaberes mitoch groina shel Moshe, and anyone listening to Moshe, it's as valid and as genuine as hearing it direct from Hashem Yisburuch. And now v'gam b'cho yaminu lo'ilam. And now it's established that it makes sense, Rabbi, so we are not a people of blind faith. We are not asked to make a leap of faith at all. We're the only people on the planet who are logical, who make sense. And the Ribbono Shel Olam did it dafka this way, so that b'cho yaminu le'olam, and you know the Chazal, the Rashi brings, v'gam b'neviim haboim acharecho, subsequent neviim provided. They follow to the T, Toiras Moshe, so then they were not appointed this way. It was only necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to be appointed this way, that everyone, as we'll see in the first line, one line we learn of Halacha Beisim Yitzhak Hashem in a moment, so then, if we see that they're only coming to be mechazek Toras Moshe, remember Rabbi Yisai, Novi is Miloshen Nivs for Saim. He's a speaker. He's to deliver Devar Hashem. People think Novi is only about the future. No. The Novi comes to give the message of the Eibishter to the people. Now, it occasionally will include some reference to what's going to happen. If we do tshuva, it'll be fine. If we don't do tshuva, it'll be the other way, chas v'sholem. But the main thing is delivering the Dvar Hashem to Klal Yisroel. And so therefore, all the Nevi'im who we saw followed loyally Toiras Moshe, it was obvious that they're Nevi'i Emes v'tzedek, as we say in the Brucha before the Haftorah every Shabbos. And so v'gam b'cho yaminu le'olam. So not only Nevuas Moshe has been established for all time, says the Ramban in Voeschanon, because if not, then a Novi Sheker turns up, and didn't they so often? Bein minhu ummas, bein miklal Yisrael, as the Rambam writes in the next Perek. So we'll get all confused and all bewildered. And ve'ez geracht, and who's right now? And this only can happen if we're Amaratzim, Rabbi Yisrael. As long as we know clearly what happened here at Sinai, that suffix would never arise. We'd realize instantly that it's Chayiv Misa. Learn the next Perek, Perek Hashi in Rambam. So this problem is only valid if, unfortunately, we haven't learned what we need to know. And then we could be confused. We have Sfeikas. So now I don't know, was Moshe Rabbein right or is this newcomer right? Chulila v'chulila. If we learn this Rambam, that can never happen. By the way, Rabbi Yisrael, the same is with Mashiach Sheker, by the way. If you learn the Rambam in Sof Hilchus Melochim, and you discover who is Bechezkas Mashiach, and who's Mashiach Vadai, then you know for sure that we're still waiting, that all these Yidden are right, the Gula hasn't come yet. The Christian nonsense doesn't begin to add up if anybody uses a brain. They claim that he was Mashiach. But anybody else throughout history, we couldn't have made that mistake had we simply had our facts clear. And the same thing is with any Nevi'e Sheker, because look at the appointment of Moshe Rabbeinu. And by the way, since the Torah says countless times, if you think in terms of Parshas HaChodesh and so many other Parshas, so the Doiris Seichem is the Doiris Olim, think of the Psukim of Vishomru. Vishomru Neisvot HaShabbos, Lahas HaShabbos Deroisom, all generations, Bris Olim, a permanent bond. So you come and tell me a joke, a sour joke, that the Torah has been abolished, it was only a temporary thing, chas v'sholem. And you, these others, believe the story of Moshe Rabbeinu, they believe that we were given Tariq mitzvahs, they even believe that we are Am HaNivcha, they put it in the past tense. So hello, good morning. If you agree that the Torah is a valid document, then how can you suddenly ignore the fact that it repeats over and over and over, this Torah is forever? Whatever happened, however disappointing the performance of Klal Yisrael was at different parts of our history, but the Torah is Le'olam Void, and the Rambam says at the very beginning of Perek Tishi, Le'olam Le'olam Me'olamim. And again, once again, but that's why we're sitting here this morning. Anyway, V'gam B'cho Yaminu Le'olam. As a result of this, our emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu is rock solid, and it's forever. Miklal. We see from here, Shekoidim Dovazeh, until this point, Lo Yaminu Boin Emonah She'emedes Le'olam. And maybe there were many who did, but the Ribbono Shel Olam wants a system, a method, as said, that is foolproof, that is 100%. Everyone heard with their ears, saw with their eyes, the event of the appointment of Moshe Rabbeinu. They could have no suffix whatsoever, as we will see in the next line. So if this ends off halocha aleph, ne'monas shiesh achareu hirim achshov, there could be second thoughts, and that isn't good enough. Watch the wording of the beginning of halacha beis and note what's underlined. Nimtzu, skimtos. So it comes out of this. Elu, who's Elu? The Yidden who were present at Sinai. In Nigla, we won't talk about the idea of all Anashomas were there, but we know the Chazal about it, we know that Kabbalah, we all mamin in that Kabbalah. But let's talk in terms of the Doir HaMidbar, the generation who actually physically stood Tachte Sohar. Elu sheshulach lohem, the Yidden to whom Moshe Rabbeinu was sent, heim they themselves ho edim al nevu osu she'emes. They were in person, having heard it from Hashem. The third thing again, Rabbi Yisrael, Onoichi number one, Liyelucha number two, number three, bedabri imoch, that we heard with our own ears the appointment of Moshe Rabbeinu. We could sit there with total confidence, knowing that Moshe Emes and Torah Soyemes. Is there a parallel to this in world history, Rabbi Yisrael? Of course not. Ve'netzorech la'asloem oisach, we're not interested in mafsim. By the way, Rabbi Yisrael, if anybody, any missionary, any joker ever comes and tells you about miracles Never mind which religion they claim to have made. You know what you say to them? It makes no difference. If the person is a faker, he's a faker. We are not based on miracles. No, we're based on Ma'amat Har-Sinai, a national mass revelation, including our Emunah in Nevuas Moshe, is based on Hashem Yisburach saying it beferish to the entire nation. Even if you say that your own leader, whoever that was, and whatever we think of him, that he performed miracles, it's loimala v'loimoyrit. It doesn't make anybody divine, it doesn't make anybody into a Mashiach, says gunisht. Worth knowing, worth having the reply in our back pocket. I see we have the 5 minutes left to look at the Malbim. Let's do just that, Rabbi Yisrael. So forgive me from having printed it for Chaviva's sake. I printed it out of my Zayda's Malbim, which I was zoicha to Yazir from my father, Zichron Livrucha, who many of you remember. So I'll tell you what we should look at, just the last few lines. The Malbim brings, can you see what it says, Veshamu? This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom of the Malbim quote. Veshamu she'aleim umam Moshe, leich emoy Elohem shuvu lochem lo leichem, ve'ato poi amoyt imodi. Now you know that pasuk in Veschanon? And that's a further proof to our case this morning. Everybody else, Ken Shanahim going, you were present at Matan Torah, Shuvu Lechem Lolechem, and resume normal living. And Moshe Rabbeinu, you're the exception. Atapoy Amoydi Modi. So Moshe Rabbeinu is singled out to be in a level of his own, and he, Amoydi Modi, cannot resume life on a regular basis because he's going to be receiving Dvar Hashem Keseda and will need to deliver it to Klal Yisrael. So interesting, Rabbi Yisrael. We believe in tznius. Tznius is not only for the women. Tznius is the way we serve Hashem at Tznei Aleches. We don't make a show. Although there are many externals, it's still be ikker between us and Hashem. Bilti Hashem levadoi, as we had last Shabbos, right? But Matan Torah, now in the backdrop of history, you can see why it had to be this way. But Pirsum Godel, as public as is possible, the ribui otzim shal shishim ribui, who actually, when you work out your shishim ribui, I don't know whether you ever did this together here, but you will discover that by the time you've included the younger men under 20 and the older ones over 60 and all the women and the girls, you're going to get to 3 million plus. If you learn Targum Yonason, the total will be even more. So they were all present. Ashero b'nehem, skipping what's you can't see clearly there at the edge, on the left side. Ashero b'nehem livnehem achrem ledoi achran. This is passed on. That's why the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo says, there's no need for repeats, Rabbi Yisai. Not of Yitzis Mitzrayim, not of Matan Torah. All we now have the mitzvah to do is Igaratolevincha, or as it says in Veschan, Shamalachosh, my nafshcha, my voidatum, levanecha, levnevanecha. We pass it on to our children. Whenever I teach the youngsters, I feel we're doing that mitzvah. Voidatum, levanecha, levnevanecha. Every member of this audience today as well is part of that unbroken chain from sin. I have a colleague in our Emunah program. He starts his Seder night like this, Rabbi Yisai. He says, this Pesach is Pesach number, let's say, 3,326. Seder has been kept every year without a break since then, even in Auschwitz. But Eizah Oifen, whatever they could do, they did if they knew the date to celebrate Pesach. Yogat Matzah, Nishka Matzah, Mei Melech, salt water, they had enough. Dusam Zagat. But they kept Pesach to the best of their ability even there. If Simcha Binim Onstar, for some of you remember him, he wrote out a Haggadah when he had time on little scraps from memory, and he used that on the Pesach night when he was in the camp. Yeah, it's in his book, The Yellow Star, read it. So this is Vigalato Levincha, and therefore we have an unbroken chain from there, and the first Seder, as you all know, and you've learned in Chumash, was celebrated in Mitzrayim itself. Let's just finish the Malbim, because time is up. So therefore, says the Malbim, Kol mi shiukum leimash shaliach mashem, and we've had so many of the fakers, and they got up and claimed that they are the recipients of a vision from above. And they want to bring a new Torah. They want to abolish the old one. Noshiv Eila will tell him, Torah shalaitin nosen meisulikim bebrisam godol, because they're inulikis. A Torah that is not given the way it was given at Sinai, forget it. That is not the real Torah. And by the way, as Avigdor Miller writes, and really it's a Malbim elsewhere, if there would have been a change in the pattern. And had Chas V'Sholem, this is unthinkable, and I'm saying it for the sake of Lishlei Mesu'inyan, that we would be abandoned and some other nation chosen instead of us, then how does it add up, Moirav Raboisai, that one lone person with zero evidence is going to break this incredible news, this earth-shattering news to the public? Does that make any sense after we've had the Pirsum Godel at Har Sinai, which they all agree did take place in front of the millions? So you can see, Rabbi Issa, our case is not comparable to anybody else's. Moshe Emes, Toirosai Emes, and it's La'olam, Ila'olmei Olomim, and with that we'll conclude. Have a great day, and now you know who we really are.